cool check-in. Center stage on the mic. And we putting it on wax. It's the new classic.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy Mellow One, the new classic show on the White Label Radio Network. We got our own home, man, and you know what the new classic is. We play new artists we think will be classic in the future, and we play classic artists with new music. So we got a dope show. We got Big Twins in the building, man. You know, Infamous Mob, legend, doing his thing or whatever. He gonna come in real soon and do his thing. But of course, this is a new show, but we gotta play some classic hip-hop just to get you in the mood of what kind of mood we in, man. So let's get into a little Mobb Deep, G.O.D. Part 3. New classic. Come on, y'all.
Part 3. UBC, sip lime or carte.
Heavy on the wrist.
Cube link, my ice ring.
Drama we bring.
Yeah, that's a small thing. G.O.D. Part 3. UBC, sip lime or carte.
Heavy on the wrist.
Alright now, pay attention to the crime rhyme with Denny P. Keeping you is in perspective. Mob, representative. Call me the specialist, professional, professor at the scrap science up in the laboratory. That's why you small rhyme for me. Storeboard rapping, my category. Is that of an insane man who strike back. I draw first blood, it's over with in that stack. You wanna square off the scene, that cat. You get splashed from back of your head, the ass crack. Searching for signs of the end. Well, I am that which bring apocalypse to this game called rap. Not a game, but quite serious. And yo, in fact, you'll be running for dear life. So far, you might fall off the map. With P, you need to at least you had an opportunity to bust back. Fresh out the pack of red world premiere. Shook individuals bouncing blind fear. Scared of death, they fold to their worst fear. Horror tales and braille with vision impaired. You looking for P, well, you can find them everywhere. In a project near you, I'll be right there. I was brought up and taught to have no fear. Live wire, stay behind me in the red. Cowardly hearts, step aside, stand clear. My bloodthirsty niggas got their eyes on you. QBC, Lon Bacardi, guard for a part 3. On some embassy suite, crashing party.
Yo, it's a G.O.D. Part 3, QBC, sip lime or carte. Heavy on the wrist, cube link, my ice ring. Time we bring, yo, that's a small thing. It's the G.O.D. Part 3, QBC, sip lime or carte. Heavy on the wrist, cube link, my ice ring. Time we bring, yo, that's a small thing.
Yeah, yo, lime or carte, getting big, crash the party. Handle B.I., bringing it to anybody. Physical damage, crowd control, handle cannons. Hitting you with, leaving your bloodstream contaminated. While you acting out of character, we observing. Grilling them down so hard, I know we felt it coming at them. Hennessy raps, we like the phantom. Running you up out of the spot in which you're standing. Never second guess a cat who holds concealed, but easily revealed and vast. Body casting raps, you get your in half a second. Possible pain beyond measure. Shiesty living brought him to his last prayer. Life changed around quick with one stare. Face full of fear, conquering your ice grill. Drowsiness, putting to sleep like night grill. Giving an overdose of this rap potent. Potentially dangerous, fatally left open for the vultures. Scavengers, that's EMS, funeral homes. Anticipating your death, that's the dead truth. Checking them all, if I'm proof enough to make you think and stop before the ship sink to the bottom. Night, I believe the marble spot him. You know the routine, face up.
It's the G.O.D. Fall Part 3. QBC, sip lime McCarty. Heavy on the wrist, cube link, my ice ring. Drama we bring, yeah, that's a small thing. G.O.D. Fall Part 3. QBC, sip lime McCarty. Heavy on the wrist, cube link, my ice ring. Drama we bring, yo, that's a small thing. G.O.D. Fall Part 3. QBC, sip lime McCarty.
What the fuck this shit have, huh? Professional, nigga.
Professional, all pro, nigga.
5'7", 75, my ball day. I reach Earth, now I'm involved in foul play. Ty Nitty, New York City, we stay right. The high life, flooded ice from Jewel Heights. The infamous mall with hood-like sense. Get up on a nigga quick, hit him up with the ice stick. Strike quick, leave your body froze. Sub-Zero, was taught to fear no, so I do so. Be your pro, flow international, rational. Matter of fact, I'm blasting you with the fully weapon. No question, first suggestion. Captain shit in the head western. Relocation, new state, new day. destination. Rearranging life on the run for vice. Make you pay the price. Kid fucked up, my mom's fucked, nigga, what?
Yo, we true to be snake niggas for eternally. Them all family, murder thee if it's meant to be. Strike casualty, got the whole world after me. Catastrophe, among us, fatal tragedy. Mafiosa, murder one mind, black toast to loca posa. Twin Glocks and two hosters, we be marvels. Watch the feed come closer, we dash down. Nowhere to run now, no back down. Muffled out my 4 pound, down the sound. Body bloodied on the ground, the chest full of 12 4 pound rounds. Nigga, lay down, get your ass down now.
No doubt, no doubt, son. Yo, the infamous rapping up in this, you know what I'm saying? Next up.
Yeah, what up, kid? Yo, kid, yo. The chronicles of a criminal cat who hold gat and bust back at trash ass cat to scratch, leave big holes like bitches with their legs spread hot, ready for action. Now peek, my whole plot unveil and reveal, hazardous scale, train assassins of this rap danger. I feel, y'all niggas ain't really keeping it real. Use that ice grill like a shell, nigga, you mail. For my vultures to swoop down, attack your core. Fan laying in the streets of New York. Now sleepwalk for that shit you did. Shoulda never had did. Now you boxed in, sentenced to a lifetime bid. Nigga, know your feet, shine bright light. Jewelry, silver and gold exclusively. Terrorizing multiply, shot up, spot up. You just ain't what you used to be. After these fists of NY struck you D. Now you see a whole new light and new leaf. Searching for an exit, trying to retreat the street. Waving white flag, no days, you're dead meat. We only choose when your heartbeat sees peace.
Now who damn swear they could run up in these premises, surrounded by a bunch of menaces. Rapanoid the soloist, 4 pound controllerist. Coming out the infamous, controlling the shit. Pistol packing P on the side of me. Leap if you think sweet shit's deep. Infamously, now check the family. Prodigy, HVOC, Ty Nitty, Golf all the part 3. Can't be no face in Gotti, so don't try me. Or better yet, don't try this. My click specialty is vulturing. Stranger dangerous. Packing pipe game, them heavy metal dang dangs. Ain't nothing changed. Karate Joe, money no, make them fold. First, gather up them hoes, take them to the mo. Keep it on the low, you know the steelo. Immediately, the VSOP is mandatory. It's all about hoes and clothes, the same story. Stacking cheddar, packing Berettas, keeping it real. Fuck the sentiment to feel the more moving shit in Brazil. Swiftly, moving quickly. The $1 million operation ran by the Mall Foundation. The 9 pound, we had it locked down, kept them shook. 9 double tray off the hook. The more became famous from the lies that we took. Doing jokes, so peak, how the 4 pound sound is off the motherfucking hook. Look, shit is real, plus exclusive and grimy. Rapanoid taking over with the more behind me. Nigga, what?
Yo. That's a classic right there. That was Big Noid featuring Infamous Mob, All Pro, man. We got Big Twins in the building, man.
What up, what up, what up, y'all? How y'all doing out there, man?
For you young cats, you know what I'm saying? He's part of the Queensbridge legacy.
Yeah, man.
And he's still doing music now, so we're going to talk some new music. But we're going to take you back. When you heard that song, when I played that song, you was like, yo, that's the shit right there.
With my brother on there. So
your brother, man.
A lot of people think it's just my verse on there, but my brother, we kind of split the verse, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a classic to me. That's like, you know, the only verse that he was on any music we did, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's a classic.
What can you remember about that time? Like, during that time when you heard that song, and even the Mobb Deep G.O.D. Part 3, what do you remember?
The whole Infamous Mob forever to do those verses because we was new. You know what I mean? We wasn't like real rappers. We was kind of the entourage that turned out to be rappers. You know what I'm saying? So Noid and having P, they like natural with it because they've been doing it ever since we was babies. You know what I'm saying? So for us, that was the transition was a little hard, but once we got the sling of it, you know, it was over.
Yeah. And why don't you think Big Noid like took off like Mobb Deep or Havoc and Prodigy?
I'll tell you why. When he dropped his album, he shot somebody 5 times and he had to go to jail.
Yeah, but after
couldn't promote the album.
Yeah, that's what you can't promote while you're in jail.
Yeah, you can't promote my jail. I think because it almost felt like he wasn't part of Mobb Deep. He always on two singles on the album.
Yeah,
he's touring with them, so I think that's why he kind of. I know the game changed when he came home. You know, we was all doing independent. Even Mobb Deep went what was that?
G-Unit?
No, the Free Agents.
We was all independent. Yes,
so I think that's why Noid, like, he just went the independent route. It was better. We was getting you know, $8 an album, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
Yeah, so, you was getting money.
Yeah, exactly.
What, so Queens as a borough, the legacy of Queens, mm-hmm. how special is Queens?
I think we the best borough as okay. far as hip-hop.
Okay, you know see, I wasn't going that far, but you said it, so yeah. let's talk about it. Why do you think Queens is the best borough?
I'm saying we can hit you from every angle, you know what I mean? We got Tribe.
Okay.
We got LL.
Yes.
We got 50.
Got 50.
You know, Nas.
Nas.
Intelligent. We got...
You got Run DMC.
Run DMC. Oh. Like, come on. Like, who? What borough is better? Let's be honest. We hit almost every era in Queens.
So what about Brooklyn?
They not ready.
They not ready? So Brooklyn, they got Kane, they got Big, they got Jay.
Yeah, but Run DMC is better, bigger than
all of them.
Run DMC and L Cool J is bigger than all the old school dudes from Brooklyn. Number one, right?
Wow. I mean,
who?
Hey.
Big Daddy Kane? L.
Yeah.
Yeah. L's bigger than him. Hey. Let's keep it with 100. He had the smooth operator and all that, but let's be honest. LL Cool J is the GOAT.
What about the Bronx?
What? Come on. Cool G Rap is better than Rakim, son. Let's go.
Wait.
Let's go.
What? Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's talk about a thing. This is supposed to be a new classic show, but let's talk about that old shit. So you saying Cool G Rap
is better than Big Daddy? I mean, better Rakim. Than Rakim. 100%.
Why? Give me.
I
me
just
some
say
reasons.
Lyrically, he's better than him. Cause look what he's doing right now. He's doing some music with 38 Special, still killing it. Like,
but Rakim changed the game as a whole. He's a game changer. Cool G Rap added to the game, mm-hmm. but he's not a game changer. So don't you give credit for that?
Because I'm not gonna say that.
Because if Rakim didn't change the game, we might have still had people rapping like...
All right, he can't change the game. All right, cool.
Yes.
But he's not lyrically better than Cool G Rap. That's what I'm talking about. Lyrically, he's not better.
I don't know. It's a toss-up.
Exactly.
So, but you're biased, though.
I'm not biased.
Come on, man.
I just feel like, you know, like Nas doing a song for Rakim. For me, too many people praise them, and they don't praise G Rap. That's how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying?
But it's G-Rap from Queens, right?
Of course. Corona Queens.
So you're talking about you're not biased, but you got a New York Mets hat on.
Of course.
You got the Queensbridge hoodie on. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure you got a Queensbridge tattoo somewhere.
No, I'm promoting my brand, Infamous Fall.
As you know should. But so.
I'm definitely biased. Yes. But if you look at what Queens did, I think, you know what I mean? Kane, Jay-Z, you know. I'm saying you had the, you know, the little guys. I'm not to shit on them, but, you know. I'm just saying.
Yes.
Like, the name of a group that's better than Mobb Deep in Brooklyn. Zero.
Name a group.
Don't
that's
get me wrong.
Mobb
it's some
Deep
great ones.
Brooklyn.
Smith & Wesson, Buckshot, and them. It's some great ones off the top. But I always felt like Mobb Deep was a little step ahead of.
I'm a Mobb Deep fan. The Infamous album, I bought those Tims that Havoc had on just because he had them on, and the way he styled them shits, I went and bought them Tims because of that. And I told him that too. So I mean, I'm a fan. So you can't even. I can't even front. So you was around during the time Mobb Deep was coming up and Infamous album. Are you on the cover?
I was around when they was doing Political Prophets.
Yes. So.
Yes, I'm on the cover though.
Definitely. When they went from hitting from the back, Mobb Deep, to Infamous Mobb Deep, and that kind of changed through this sound, what was the energy like during that time for them to change, and what was you thinking and what was you saying?
For me, it's no, we was around when they did the music.
Yeah.
But we wasn't around when they did like the PR stuff, like doing the photos. Yeah. They had the sickles and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
We like some, we can. We using guns. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's so we the entourage kind of convinced them, like, all right, we gotta get away from that and let's go to what we do for real in the hood. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I think that helped change their whole outlook on how to change the, you know, the group. You know what I'm saying?
It's more organic.
Yes, it's more organic. 100%.
Okay. Cause funny, Ice-T said the same thing. Like, if you know, remember original Ice-T was kind of like chains and leathers and whatever, and he was partying. And his friends said, "Yo, we don't go to parties. We rob parties."
That's right.
And then he changed it up to 6 a.m. And then we got the Ice-T we know today.
That's right.
It was the same thing.
Yes, 100%, exactly the same way.
And when they started to revamp themselves to that style, and you heard start hearing the music, what was the energy like when they was producing the music?
I think I just came home from juvenile jail, and they had a song called A Black Patty Shop. That was one of the demo songs that they got to deal through Loud Records.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I never heard that.
It's out. You can actually look it up.
YouTube? Okay, I'm going to have to.
It's on YouTube. So that song, right, when I heard the way P and Hav was rhyming,
yeah,
and then the way the beat sound, it was over after that.
Really?
Because, you know, it kind of, Nas was already doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. I kind of, you know, always wanted to compete with him. He was our competition. That's how I felt, you know what I'm saying? So. That's why I think when they dropped the A Black Patty Shop, that really put them in another world.
And did you know they had something special once they found that sound that Infamous came out? You knew that this was taking off.
Yeah, because they didn't depend on nobody. They made their own beats.
Yeah.
So that was really, people were charging them a lot of money for beats.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At that time, and they didn't have no budget like that. So they just bought an MP60. And they cranked out all them hot hits.
Yeah.
Havoc went crazy.
He did. So I'm gonna play another Infamous Mob song. I told you I'm a hip hop connoisseur. Mm-hmm. I am one of the
flavors.
You cheating. I don't want you to look at my list. But I am a rarity when it comes to radio guys, because radio guys are just radio guys. They just kind of bring who the PR people come in.
Yeah.
I handpick the people that I interview because I love what y'all do.
Thank you.
So I'm about to play a song that is one of my favorite hip hop songs of all time.
Mm.
And it's y'all song.
Yeah, Queen.
So so let's get into it, man. Let's get into Infamous Mob. Life is Tragic.
Woo.
Off that DJ Muggs joint. Let's get into it, man.
Shout out to Muggs, man.
They refused to pardon you. They refused. The states promised didn't mean anything. It was all lies. They just wanted to get me back so they can have their revenge. To keep me here 9 more years. Why, their crimes are worse than mine. Worse than anybody's here. They're the ones that should be in chains. Not we?
1-9-6.
1-2-1-2.
Wild Devil Trey.
Infamous Mob up in this.
Smart.
Up in this shit.
Now go on to the
I'm
year
2G. Set like this to my nigga Kiko.
Yeah. Yo.
Gambino.
Yo.
Go farm.
I took my nigga Kiko back in the world again. Slash dog, slash player hater. Who strive for action. Breaking niggas' knees with cheese. Seems I got a redeem. Puncture your chest. Till I see flesh and bleed. Then I offset, set things correct. Balance weight, no escape. It's the Infamous Mob to the year 2G. My family be known throughout the universe. Coming right back, back down to earth. God damn it, just planted. Got my whole vision planted, my seed I planted. Another life I give, Sinity. A visible shield, trite for deal. Done this life for real. Conquer the build on your enterprise at will. Only the real reality strike my force field. But I chill, release powerful blast. Mutilate the stab that you hired. Under fire, you fold. Under fire, you fold, nigga.
Four on my team, lock. It's our facilities, penitentiary, steady, living in misery, intensively. Then I strike you mentally and physically, infamously. Rep the QBC, convincingly. I convince thee it's a prophecy. Living loudly, shell, mess of a knock.
I got my nigga TD Black, killer black back in the world again. Holding me down with 4 pounds, legendary crown. Scarface again, Bino. Two grimies, word life combined, one is in my body done. Now we living as one.
Yo, son, I gotta stop throwing on that shit, man.
So we trapped on this planet to the day that we die. Ain't a way to escape, safe from my twin eye. Abide by her law, Jew from the wise. Far side, only can see with mom eye. Genuine sign, left blind by bright light. Strike like Navy SEAL team in Dark Knight. With concealed gag, lace black for combat.
Combat, nigga.
24 live. Southport, I support all my niggas live. Lock down for life. Keep your head tight, cat front, head on my right. Ice pick like gat. Keep your shit cock, safety off. Steady, forever ready, ready. The chop, or get chopped, son. Don't let nobody know. Go ahead and get business. Champion winner. Victorious, leaving you questionless for medicine. Curious soul, taking control of the situation. Situated at hand. We expand like coke man. Foolproof plan, like gingerbread man. Catch me if you can on the front. Future the fled, flee to be free. Incarcerated from my Queensbridge family. T-Dad, B-Stick, Spank, Lake Luciano, Finney, BJ Benny, Bob, Free, Hot, Ta-Ta, Ta-Ta, George Malik, Cliff Diggity, my niggity, Fat Bomb, Mold, D, Rapper T, keep your mind free, Thuggish, JL, YG, Young, Guha 2, Old Timer, Frank Lou, T, Cut the Bruce, Green Eyes, and Nico, Tim Lord, Wheelo, Wheelo, Pop, Chico, got knocked, slinging bad ego, send his ass back to Puerto Rico, takes on terror. Do we black skin? Saw my man. Life is tragic. Back in the world once again. Trying to make a million times a 10. Friends, how many of us have done? Grew up with this cat, had to clap on the infamous swarm in the world once again. Trying to make a million times a 10. Friends, how many of us have them? All locked in, cause the D's back them.
Yo, Infamous Mob off that Soul Assassin joint, DJ Muzz, Life is Tragic. We here with Big Twins, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, that song right there surprised me because actually the whole entire album, when I see Goody Mob on there, I seen Dr. Dre and them, I was like, yo, like, I would never expect that. How did you guys hook up with that?
We all in the studio. Havoc P is doing the song for Muggs.
Yeah.
So me, Ty Nitty, and Godfather's in there just chilling, Entourage shit. I think Hav bounced, went to go check some shorty. Then P had to go pick his daughter up. So now it was just Muggs and Infamous Mob in there.
Yeah.
It's before we was even Infamous Mob, like 100%. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Muggs, we just kicking it, drinking and smoking, waiting for them to come back. And then we was like, we got two songs, the first two songs we did. We're like, we got two songs, Have the Beats and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because yeah. When Have them would leave like that, we would just record on the beat, on the beats that's in there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we had two songs, we played it for Muggs. Muggs like, yo, this is fire. Y'all want to do a song on my album? We're like, hell yeah.
Just like that? Like, simple as that?
Just like that. He's like, y'all want to do a song on the album? Because he probably knew they wasn't coming back. He got all his time.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're like, hell yeah. He was like, only could pay y'all $6,000. That was our first check.
Wait, so you probably would have done it for free.
Of course. We wasn't even thinking about money. We just, you know, just vibing off the music. So
yeah.
He was like, I could pay y'all $6,000 to a piece. We looked at each other like, let's go.
Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? So we knocked it out. We used
y'all wrote that right there on the spot?
Yeah, right there on the spot.
Wow.
Yeah, we did that right there on the spot. And then he was like, yo, man, I want to sign y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, for real?
Oh, for real. He said, I want to sign y'all. He said, I'm not going to just sign y'all to a long deal. I'm going to just sign y'all for like 5-6 months and try to get y'all a deal.
Oh,
get,
okay.
Get his label a deal.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was. He signed. He just said that, and we was like, we ain't even paying no attention. All right, whatever. And then maybe a week later, in Queensbridge Projects, we all in the crib, dead ass broke. And we like, let's call Muggs and say, give me some money if you want to sign us.
Yeah.
So, you know, they put me up to it. I get on the phone. Yo, Muggs, what up, Muggs? Yo, you want to sign us? You got to give us $15,000. He sent us $15,000 the next day, son.
Word, just like that.
I was so mad because I should have asked for 20. More. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we got our first deal. He put us in the studio. We started working. We did like a whole album. He tried to shop it. He signed a lot of Dark Man too at the same time.
Okay.
So it was us two. And then he tried to shop it, and then he just couldn't get no deal. And, you know.
What happened to that music that he did?
That's a good question. I'm going to ask him next time I see him.
So we need that.
It's been so long. I know he still got it.
He said he got a vault full of shit.
Definitely.
I'm just saying.
He definitely got that Infamous Mob album. Maybe like two songs leaked. One with Prodigy and one Alchemist did the beat. You know what I'm saying?
We need that, man.
I know that shit is fire.
We need
I'm
gonna
ask
that.
Him. I never asked him about it. Yeah, ever.
Ask him about it.
Right after that, maybe a year later, he hit us up. Yo, I got part two. I want to get y'all on in.
Yeah.
And then we did part two, and that song ended up being Thug Music.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So Chris Lighty talked to Muggs. They worked it out, and we used it for the Hell on Earth album.
That was...
And Prodigy got on it, because it was just Infamous Mob on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Prodigy got on it.
So now, speaking of Prodigy, how special was Prodigy, man?
He was incredible, man. As a kid, funny thing is, the way you see him in interviews, he's a well... person speaks real well, whatever.
Yeah,
he was like that when we was like when I was 14, so he was around maybe 16, 17.
Uh-huh.
He was talking like that when we was young. He always been like that.
Really?
So I knew he was special. And then his background, his father used to do a lot of important things back in the days. His grandmother, you know what I mean? So yeah. He was already around.
He was around that time.
Yeah, that's okay. Why he was a well-spoken person. You know what I mean? We came from the Queensbridge, so you know, it was a little different.
Yeah, it's. I had the luxury and the pleasure of interviewing him and Havoc when he was out here before he passed away. So, and energy wise, I'm an energy person. Like even your energy right now, I fuck with you just because of energy wise.
Yeah, of course.
The energy was it was like these dudes are superheroes to me, and I have no problem giving people their props when they. I'm not that dude. Like, oh my god, I'm too cool to get niggas props. Yeah. Them dudes are superheroes to me, and he was just so chill.
Oh yeah,
he was so chill. He was
I believe in hip hop, we might be the coolest dudes in hip hop. I'm dead serious. Happy, Noid, all of us, the whole crew.
Why don't you think Mobb Deep gets more credit for them being like when you talk about top hip hop groups of all time?
Nah, they up there.
Mobb Deep's not really in the top five conversation.
Yes, they are.
Okay, well, I mean yours is, but I'm saying.
I'm talking about when I look online,
top five.
It's always like, Outkast, Mobb Deep, EPMD. They don't even put Run DMC in there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, my top five. So I'll give you my top five.
Yeah.
It's NWA, Public Enemy.
I never hear NWA kind of in that category.
Public Enemy, Run DMC, A Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, then Mobb Deep. Outkast is in there too. Mobb
Deep. Not to shit on everybody on the list, but Mobb Deep is number one. And
over Outkast and NWA?
Definitely.
Why? But not based on the fact that that's your people's.
Nah.
You gotta step outside the box. Take that blue and orange off for a little bit.
Prodigy was a better rapper than all of them.
Better than Andre 3000?
100%.
What are you saying?
That. He didn't do anything.
What are you saying? 3000 is a fucking alien. Prodigy is as well too, but 3000?
I'm saying Prodigy music teach you.
And
Andre 3000 teaches you?
Yeah. They had a song called Rosa Parks and shit. What the hell are you talking about? Come on now.
Okay, but you know.
Come on. Miss Jackson was teaching you how to deal with your baby mamas and they mamas. And
you know, so I look at it like this. A lot of people music is play, and our shit is more serious. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, they shit is like.
So now, it's okay.
Going.
So
our shit was more serious.
I love it. I love this conversation. You know I love it. Because my listing has all this. I love it.
What you call that thing where it's just audio? Clubhouse.
Yes, yes.
Oh my God. It's like hundreds and weeks. Everybody going at me. What about the guys, UGK and this?
No. So,
you know,
just based on my list alone, you're saying that the list, you're saying that Prodigy
is the better rapper than all of them.
So, better rapper than Ice Cube?
100%.
Better rapper than Chuck D? You said teaching, trendsetting.
Yeah.
Chuck D is a legend.
I know, but P had everybody wearing gold, long chains. My 48 chains. Everybody was wearing.
You talking about, what you mean? You mean, so, let's just talk about Chuck D, because I'm Chuck D. Chuck D had brothers fighting the power and being militant and being proud of who they are as black people and lyrical as well too.
100%.
He paved the way for
us.
For y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so you can't. So if he paved the way for you, how can you be better than him? You learn from him. You got his style from him.
So when the first broom was created, right?
Okay.
They made a new one and made it better, right?
But you still can't say it's not. Come on.
I'm just saying it's more updated. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, Chuck D wasn't saying Illuminati got your mind, soul, and body. He wasn't saying that.
He wasn't.
So P took it a step further.
He said.
The Prodigy took it a step further.
So wait. Chuck D said, I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it and said they were suckers. They wanted me for the army or whatever. Picture me giving a damn. I said never.
He did
the lyrical.
He was telling you who runs the government.
But
the Illuminati wants your mind, soul, and your body.
But
it was deeper than what he was saying.
No, it wasn't.
You don't think so?
Nah. That was fictitious shit. Come on.
He was talking about the government, and he's talking about the people that run the government.
He was talking about real shit that was happening to us as a people.
Nah, I understand that, but I'm just trying to say he was talking about the people that was running the government, though.
We are talking about people. We want connections. He's talking about. Come on, man. You're killing me.
I'm just saying he was getting more deeper because it's more about an energy situation.
You understand what I'm saying?
P took it a step further.
You see my shirt.
When he said pedophiles rape little kids for energy. Come on, them dudes wasn't saying stuff like that.
They was not.
None of them.
It was not.
Nas, none of them.
Nah.
So that's why I feel like he really take it to the real core of it.
So now we having fun banter, and I agree with you to a certain degree. Do you think Prodigy is slighted a little bit based on that right there? Because the way you speak about him, you're saying he's here, and I agree with you on certain parts of it.
At one time in New York City, he was the number one rapper.
You don't think he gets enough props?
I'm saying now as a whole,
when you start to think about, of course,
I think he gets his props.
You think? Okay, you do.
He get his props.
Okay, okay.
When he died, he was trending on Twitter from 1 to 12.
Okay.
From 1, it's hard to trend from 1 to 12.
Yeah.
They would have Shook 112, this, that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
TMZ said when Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson passed away, they got more response from any person that ever died on TMZ was more than Prodigy was the most than any other person they ever had on TMZ.
Wow, didn't know that.
See, TMZ said that to us personally.
Wow, that's
so
crazy.
So what I'm trying to say, more than Michael Jackson, more than, they talking about almost all of them put together. It was crazy.
That's crazy.
It was kind of crazy.
That's crazy.
It really showed when, because I ain't going to lie, I ain't going to know how big we was until P died. When P died, I'm like, wow, niggas fuck with us.
That sucks, though. And we got to change that as a people and a culture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I had these fun conversations. That's why I gave you your flowers about that song or whatever, because we have a tend to be like, I'm too hard. I won't tell people they dope or whatever.
Yeah.
And then when they pass away, they want to have Nipsey Hussle tattoos or something like that. But when the brother was around, you know what I'm saying, you wasn't really giving them props. I think we need to change that as people. What do you think?
100%.
You know, because we need to make sure we get our flowers before, because then that might change the trajectory of that person, that he might not pass away. He may live to see you another day because of the energy that you give him. So I think we as a people should definitely change that, man.
Yeah, definitely, you know? Got to show the artists more love. We out here breaking our backs for y'all, for real.
Hell yeah. So now we talked about the past, and this is more of a new class. This is a new show. Mm-hmm. So you still doing music?
Of course.
You doing a lot
of
music.
I just dropped 2 new albums.
Yo, so it's funny because you dropped the new album, Still Here.
Ooh.
And I was like, I fuck with you guys anyway, because I like to. I'm a West Coast dude,
mm-hmm.
and I understand Ice Cube and those dudes because I lived in whatever. But I want to see something different. I've never been to Queens. I've never been to New York. So seeing y'all do it and y'all look like me, and I'm like. So I was more infatuated by what y'all did.
Mm-hmm.
So now, even hearing your music now, I'm like, oh, this shit right here, take me back, and made me want to put some fatigues on my Timbs and shit. So, what makes you still want to do it, and what made you do this album right here?
For me, I think back in the days, I used to rhyme on more harder beats. So for me, I kind of balanced it out. I got the grimy voice.
Yeah.
I put myself on a smooth beat.
Yeah.
And it kind of works. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kind of that's how I switch it up. But funny thing is, as I be doing these loops and stuff, like, we've been using loops since from way, way back. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I think, I don't know. For me, the reason why I'm still doing this shit, man, I'm going to keep real. Because, you know, with the streaming system, you don't make no money. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So for me, the reason why I still do it is Brome Streets, Conway, you know those guys,
yes.
Hus Kingpin,
yes,
Flea and all
Lord,
the new
yeah.
Flea Lord,
yes,
all those dudes.
Yes.
If it wasn't for them, I would not be doing music or the mother, because they keep me like, I got to make some new shit. You know what I'm saying?
They got that shit going, man. Like,
yeah,
like the Griselda Boys, the Brome Streets,
yeah, all them.
You know,
dudes.
They bring me back to the energy when I was 17 and I was my backpack on just doing my thing. I love it.
It's a bunch of them, the new guys. They all older, but they new guys. But people like me, Planet Asia,
yes,
we still all pushing. You know,
yeah,
what I'm saying? They keep us hype.
Yeah,
new
yeah,
guys.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
They keep us hype.
Hell yeah. So this album, Still Here. What were you trying to get out of it? What were you trying to convey as far as the music? And when you start putting this together, I want to make sure people understand this about me. What was it?
Basically, you know what I mean? I be listening to a lot of these guys' music, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of them do sound the same, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like how we was talking about the older guys, when he dropped, it was incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's really nobody like that right now. Everybody's dope, but nobody's incredible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just feel like my music is better than a lot of these guys. I'm gonna be honest.
Okay,
son.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
And, as you should.
And that's why I kind of named the album Still Here, to let people know I'm still here. That's why the cover got everybody dead around me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like all the dead rappers. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been doing it for over 20-something years, and I'm still getting love, so I'm happy about it.
So let's get into a couple of joints that I like off this album. Let's get into Machine Gun with Flea Lord. That's one of my favorites. Let's get into it, man. This is a new classic show. Come on, y'all.
Myself, I never panic. Every 24 hours, I got the cannon. I can't slip. Them niggas real quick. They'll run up on your ass with a full clip. You're not built for this, you better go legit. I see the feds taking flicks. I had to relocate, I can't get pinched. They raided the spot 2 days later. Wherever I'm at, I'm gonna get paper. On the west coast with the best smoke, I'ma hit my essay for some good coke. We got it at a cool price. Fuck it with that white, turn them into mice. You bird ass niggas, I was born and raised to pull triggers. Bulletproof trucks and machine guns. We looking for war, that's what we want. Nickel plated pump in the back trunk. We giving them hell, it's to his click done. Bulletproof trucks and machine guns. We looking for war, that's what we want. Nickel plated pump in the back trunk. We giving them hell with two his click done.
Respect the man for what he can do, not what he does.
Give him hell.
My name ring a bell, clean the shells.
Buddy love.
Don't exist, close your fist. I'm emotionless. Gotta leave him just because the codes get missed. You let your foes get rich. I went broke the pitch. I don't see what the monkey does. Yeah. I'm the monkey in the middle though. Bless gold diggers who love me in the Figaro. Yo, I took a spill with the spineless. When all I really had to do was kill them with kindness. Had to line niggas up, I was still in alignment. If that's my code D, I gotta kill his accomplice, huh? Can't let them niggas spill the beans. Bad enough, they killed your dreams. We felons, no misdemeans. No half-steppings, no in-betweens.
Bulletproof trucks and machine guns. We looking for war, that's what we want. Nickel-plated pump in the back trunk. We giving them hell, it's to his click done. Bulletproof trucks and machine guns. We looking for war, that's what we want. Nickel-plated pump in the back trunk. We giving them hell, it's to his click done.
Yeah, big twin, you know I buy it for cheap. On my side of the street, you could die in your Jeep. My whole life about pies and the freaks. Meech roll another hundo while I dive in this beat. 30 shot magazine serving rock back in Queens after Fleet. You could pump your dirty little half a thing. P left us blessed in the gravy position. Now I'm your favorite musician, yeah I created the system. Roll like Lambeer when he played for the Pistons. Free face in the Wraith while you pay for her kissing. When things get hectic, I hit the Queens legend. I met him down on Vernon Law with three big weapons. The hood broken down, the real G's get sections. Lil' Law ready to squeeze when you don't get the message. Drums not for sale, Lil' Thun hopped his bell. Got him all in line just to cop another rail.
Bulletproof trucks and machine guns. We looking for war, that's what we want. Nickel-plated pump in the back trunk. We giving them hell, it's to his click done. Bulletproof trucks and machine guns. We looking for war, that's what we want. Nickel plated pump in the back trunk. We giving them hell until it's click done.
Drop another classic, take off, cross the Atlas. Bitch niggas, they can't stand it, we official. Tomorrow, for Queensbridge Projects, the home of Marley Marl. We've been there seen it, I lived it, came up hard. But beyond that, what's life without challenges? I slashed through 47 calendars gracefully. I do this faithfully, ain't no replacing me. Into the third chapter, they call me part three. So real, my life made into a movie with Uzis, fly whips, bitches in jacuzzis. Left asked me on the hill for a Lucy. Fell in love with the game, street seduced me.
It's the infamous, back in the house once again. All I need is my brothers, I don't need no new friends. Started in the honeycomb, 12th street shit. Big Noy, what up? All my niggas legit. Never prejudge, it be the humble that'll squeeze slugs. Queens for life, R.I.P. Chink drugs. Money would never change me since day one. I stayed the same, B. I'm still humble even though I was raised in the jungle. I'm so authentic, I don't like rappers that mumble. Yeah, it's the infamous, my nigga. I've been told y'all fuck boys, it can only get bigger.
You heard what the fuck I said?
I've been told y'all fuck boys, it can only get bigger.
When we in your city, your niggas panic. We just take your bitches, you can't stand it. It's like your mind on another planet. They be loving our style, they try to clone it. Rest in peace to my dead homies. I'ma see you when I get there. For now, I'm thugging all year. Going wild like I don't care. I shouldn't be here, cause what I went through. But I'm still in the game, trying to make a dollar. I'ma show you how to take power. My mom's raised me, I never had a father. It's all good, it didn't really bother. I used to be an armed robber. Started selling drugs, try to be a baller. Attitude was crazy, I was all for it.
The mob niggas living wild outside of New York State.
Yes.
New York.
You guys, we should have, I tell you, we should have a behind the scenes camera because we've been heated debates about producers, yes. Best groups of all times. And it's, for him, it's Queens, Queens, Queens,
and
more Queens.
Queens, you know, man, what up? That's my man, man, represent Queens.
We got Big Twins in the building, man, and we heard a couple of joints off the Steel Here joint, man.
Out right now.
Where can we get it at?
On all fucking platforms, streaming platforms, you know what I'm saying? I wish it was back in the days where you got to get up and go all the way to the record store, buy it, then go all the way home and play it.
But I missed that.
We're in the streaming days, so it's on all streaming platforms. I got the vinyl and all that coming soon.
I missed that. Going to the record store, buying it, looking at the CD cover while you listen to that joint or whatever, and then putting your Walkman
or whatever.
The real
fans. Those are the real fans.
Yeah, and music that come out every day. It was like once a month somebody dropped something. Every 2 weeks you had a time to sit with music.
Yes. Music. Yeah, we was doing an album once a year. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Once a year. Now that's, you know, which
you
I
gotta put out 30 albums. Yeah. I'm trying to catch up with Flea Lord. That nigga put out 12 in 1 year.
That motherfucker out here doing it.
Killing
it. So are you still having fun doing this?
Hell yeah, definitely. Definitely. What's the most fun part about it? When the music is done and I shoot videos and do shows, that's the fun part.
That's fun.
Working on the music is like, I gotta fucking finish this shit.
So now I ask every artist that come in here this question or whatever, who is a celebrity or a random well-known person that knew your music that shocked you? Like, was it an athlete or a celebrity or politician that said, yo, I love
no,
my...
No hip-hop person or...
No hip-hop person. I mean, it could be a hip-hop person if you want to. Or even a Mobb Deep joint or whatever, like when y'all
so
was
for me, that really shocked me, like super, super shocked me.
Yeah.
Was two artists said, I'm the best rapper.
Who?
You the best rapper. You're better than everybody. I like you better than everybody.
Who was that?
It was Master Ace.
Oh, her.
We about to do a radio station together. He like, Twin, I just want to let you know that you're my favorite rapper.
Really?
He was dead ass. I'm like, for real? He like, you're my favorite rapper.
That's dope. That's
and
dope.
And now the next one, I'm in a club, bumped into him. I always forget his name. From De La Soul, the one with the glasses.
Pasta News.
He said, you're Plug One. My favorite rapper.
So Pasta News, that's my favorite, one of my favorite groups of all time.
I couldn't believe he said that to me because I'm like, for real? Like, you know, because I'm, you know, my shit is bang, shoot 'em up, bang, bang, you know?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I didn't think they like anything like that. Yeah. You know, they listen to it, acknowledge it, but I didn't know they fuck with it. So
that's
shout
dope.
Out to them, man.
That's dope.
That was the, I'm ironing my clothes one day and I'm watching, I think it was Indiana Pacers playing somebody else. And the commentator said, Ron Artest said he's listened to the infamous Mob to get ready every game. So that blew my mind. I was crying my clothes when he said that.
That's
bugging.
Funny. But Ron Artest is your boy.
That's my boy.
He's from the bridge.
But to say that to the commentator was like, yo, I say this.
You yeah, know yeah, that's saying? Crazy.
Fire.
But he's like you. He's bridge all day long. Yeah. If I ask him who is top five, he's going to name everybody for the bridge.
Definitely.
That's dope, man. So we're going to get out of here, man. But where can we find you at? What you got coming up next? Give us all the details of what's going on with you.
I got a few albums coming out. I got the joint coming out with Twiz the Beat Pro, TNT. I just started a new label called Grimy Records.
Yes.
I just signed up a bunch of boys, man.
Woo! Okay.
They are incredible.
Okay.
They from upstate New York too. So some of them from down south and Connecticut, different places. So I'm about to be putting a lot of music out like that. You can find me on all platforms on Big Twins QB, you know what I'm saying? Straight up like that.
That's dope. So
look out for my Infamous Farms, man. I got my weed in the stores.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
We got Infamous Farms out there right now. We got the Queensbridge Cannoli. We got the Twin OG. We got the Chernobyl. And we also got the Gary Bird, man. They all out there in stores. And shout out to shout out to the cookie store and the lemonade store and Dr. Green Thumb, man. They hold me down. Word.
My man Steve LaBelle. Shout out to Steve LaBelle.
That's my guy.
There you go. Hell
Queens,
yeah.
He Queen.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
can't
come
say
on,
nothing
come
to
come
him
on.
About
You
anything.
Cannot. You cannot.
Oh, my God. Once he find out I got some weed, like, Queen, son, we're going to do a party. We're going to turn it up.
Yeah, know, that's yeah. My guy. That's it. Steve is dope. So, man, like I said, I'm a fan.
Thank you.
And I appreciate what you guys have done for hip-hop and what you continue to do for hip-hop. And don't never let nobody tell you you guys ain't, you know, did something for hip-hop, because without you, there would be no me.
Of course.
I lived through you guys. I didn't go outside. I wasn't in the streets just like that. I listened to hip-hop. Yeah. I stayed at home and taped every show, watched every Rap City.
You kept us alive.
And I went to school every day and debate. Like, we had these debates. Yeah. These are the debates we had at school, and this is the reason why I'm here today, man. So I appreciate what you guys do, and thank you so much for everything you've done for hip-hop, man. This is dope, man.
Thank you, man. And I want to say, because on the way here, I was like, oh, it's the same old interview shit.
Yeah.
You killed it. I love your whole style of interviewing.
Thank you, sir.
And the questions was great, too.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Play some dope music, so thanks, man.
Thank you, man. It's funny because I had to tell you a quick story. So I get that all the time. I had Dub C 5 years. This would be our 9th year doing this. At the very beginning, Dub C came and he was like, yo, I got 30 minutes. You know, because he did a favor for a favor or whatever. Yeah. And then he stayed for an hour and a half. He said, man, you do your shit, huh?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm a fan, dude.
That's the only way you win.
Motherfuckers out here is faking the funk on radio.
Yeah, no,
you know, they just out here to get a check. Yes. And they from Connecticut or Michigan and just happen to be a good voice or whatever, but they don't know about the music they're talking about. I do. So that's I appreciate that.
Yeah, big
I appreciate
up, man,
that, man. That, so let's leave here with a Prodigy joint.
Yes.
Featuring Big Twins.
Yes.
Let's get into it. This is called Box Cutters, man.
Wow.
New class. Let's go.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Gambino. P. Nothing but that mob shit. Nothing but this hard shit.
Infamous, stamp it on your forehead, baby. Niggas be acting like shit is all gravy. Load up the 4-5, about to get busy. I'm in the street every day, then I run this city. Smoking that Iggy Dunn, I can't feel my face. Shit must be laced, let me hit it again. Sit wrong, keep it poppin', then they did it again. Why kick true facts, shootouts with black masks? Acts around the way, niggas know I did that. Pump drugs all night, rockin' a ski mask. We last longer than all these Frank heads. Take less, shake fast, I love to break bread. Fuck chicken heads, that's part of my MO. R.I.P. to my brother and Gambo. Looking for a twin, I got tons of ammo. In the streets every day, your niggas forced to lay low.
Press, text, pull out text and let wet. Text, gun the world sweat.
It's my turn to shine, I sparkle like a razor. My style like a box cutter master.
Press, text, pull out text and let wet. Text, gun the world sweat.
It's my turn to shine, I sparkle like a razor. My style like a box cutter, yeah. Box cutter master.
Pure bullshit filter, I run a comb through the hood and find my target. Comb the hood, find his apartment. Infamous wildlife and food in the forest. Nigga, this mob shit. Here's a riddle, take him to the hospital. Was black with the white sheet and red all over. Over here is war, you just another dead soldier. I've been around the world, but America is colder. Much more fab, much more wow. The chopper go chop, the popper go pow. This ain't no 80 shit, this is right now. I transcend time, this 2012. You need a hard smack in the back of your head. This system corrupt, better wake up, kid. Cause nothing we can do except spread the word. And then one day we can all shake the world. Gambino and Scarface, do it to death. How we gon' do it? Gon' do it to death. Prodigy and Havoc, do it to the death. How we gon' do it? Gon' do it to the death. Joey and Bravo, do it to death. How we gon' do it? Gon' do it to death. On the East and West Coast, do it to death. How we gon' do it? Gon' do it to the death.
Press, text, pull out text and let wet. Text, done the world sweat.
It's my turn to shine, I sparkle like a razor. My style like a box cutter master.
Press, text, pull out text and let wet. Text, done the world sweat.
It's my turn to shine, I sparkle like a razor. My style like a box cutter master.
From the era of the 70s, but this is for my peoples that was born in the 80s.
Graffiti doesn't make your life better. It just makes your neighborhood look worse.
You know how I made something out of my life? By using my hands.
But only in the ring. Don't use them to mess up the walls with graffiti.
Been scheming for a long time, yeah. How to get this money so we can all shine. Started from my entourage. Word. Now we down in New Orleans at the Mardi Gras. Had my Queensbridge vet, his name was Party Rod. He don't take no shit, he like my bodyguard. I always smell like a pound of weed. I need it in my system, it's like I'm not me. My circle is tight, they can't penetrate. Rough times is over, it's time to celebrate. Word. We only made it halfway. I need 200 mil to make me happy. PhD in hood politics. I'm smarter than them kids in them colleges. When you see me, the niggas better hoffer. 9 times out of 10, I got the chopper.
Listen, man, we shutting this whole shit down. Nobody can't hustle. Nobody can't get no money. You can't rock.
You know Twin State proper. This entire world I'm trying to conquer.
Yes.
We get there. Word. I ain't trying to rush, but I came a long way from eating free lunch. The ghetto taught me how to be a man. Word. And when it's time for war, you gotta have a plan. Me and people I don't understand. Out in foreign lands, you can't get there. Yeah, smoking bud like I don't care.
Right up.
I'm probably high like the whole year. Had to chill with the liquor, I'm just on beers. We had a good career with this rap shit.
Go.
30 kids in the hood, we work magic.
Oof.
I pack my gun, it's just a habit.
Black.
Can't see me slipping, that be tragic.
Yes.
Old ladies in the hood call me bastard.
What up, man? It's Big Twin, man. You know we hold this shit down, man. Infamous Mob Deep shit, son. Let's go.
Popping at the paparazzi, mopping back the Maserati. Got the lobby jinking, I ain't even had to drop a body. Pistol in my purple jeans, surfing while I circle queens. Yeah, I do my rap, but I don't chat about certain things. Rock Mar composed it, I chose it, then I froze it. This fish got your nose lit and open like a 4/5. Y'all ages for the state, I'm the land on my way. Getting millions off of love, y'all niggas famous for the hate. It's a shame and disgrace, so we flaming at your face. It was all a smoke screen, see, I'm aiming for the safe. Ah!
And I mean slow down.
Whoa, whoa.
And I mean slow down.
Whoa, whoa.
And I mean slow down.
Yo, pass that lighter, whoa.
And I mean slow down.
Rolling P. Lomo in the bucket seat. Dolo wash it down with the Clico motherfuckers need promo. Baked potato on the barrel cooking. Now them cowards shook it. Bro got the word. I was bonded out the book. Is your French. Turn me up in the headphones a bit. Well, my verses make you feel like the feds be on the strip. Chrome legs on the whip. Whole set blowing zips. If we catch him in the yard, boy, that neck getting slipped. It's that plug soundtrack. No more drug contacts. Took a dime from my label. Put a dub right back. Got the team of investors. Spot a bean for the extra. I be listening to the Wu. Counting cream in the Tesla.
And I mean slow.
Blowing smoke through my nose.
And I mean slow.
Over coke on my clothes.
And I mean slow.
Yeah, I do it for my lords while you go broke for them hoes. I do it for my lords while you go broke for them hoes. Yeah, I do it for my lords. Lord Ma!
Chips Beats Production.
Right. Huh. Just. Hey, y'all, the judge gave my man the highest sentence. I walked out the courtroom, I couldn't watch the entire lynching. Even though we all admire Benzes, can't take it with us behind the wall or those barbed wire fences. My credit cards got higher limits, I ain't got a lot to kick it. I don't use money to acquire friendships. Let me tell you why I'm expensive. It was 50 grand placed on my head and paid to a hired henchman.
I took three, I was buying triplets. A Benz sign was sitting, stamped on a brick, just like a hieroglyphic. Diamonds dripping, designer drenching. Black Versace shades, and I can still see dollar signs behind the lenses. Front hallway, rental driving, backdoor trapper. Plug, throw me an alley-oop, then the backboard shatter. If you keep dipping in your bag, then your stash won't lash you. Unless you make the type of money that the task force after.
Money make niggas hate.
Niggas want you to give it back.
I got more off of play
than I ever did with rap.
We ain't talking on the phone,
cause you get life if they tap.
I did time and ain't fold.
I got stripes on my back,
I keep it real in the street,
just like I did in the pen.
I ran it up,
I got broke,
then I did it again.
I got mine out the dirt,
I got mine being loyal.
Now everything A1,
now that's a real nigga for you.
Look, the watch and the blocks got crystals in them. I got the streets and beef with the judicial system. I played the sink but never did no dishes. Nah, I was in those blenders, contaminated everything in those kitchens. The game put blood on my hands and the hills too. My homie clipped you, said he hit you, did you real smooth. I bumped heads and let weapons off at real goons. My bitch crib full of fentanyl and Lil Spoons.
My bitch whip got hit, I hope she heals soon. We got plans to buy a house on the hill soon. I done danced with the devil under the pale moon and ended up with more paper than the mail room. I'm cooking in this hotel room for about a weekend, and I pray that housekeeping don't smell fumes. It was times that I felt doomed. All I needed was a better price to get my clientele room.
Money make niggas hate. Niggas want you to give it back.
I got more off of play
than I ever did with rap.
We ain't talking on the phone,
cause you get life if they tap.
I did time and ain't fold.
I got stripes on my back,
I keep it real in the street,
just like I did in the pen.
I ran it up,
I got broke,
then I did it again.
I got mine out the dirt,
I got mine being loyal.
Now everything A1,
now that's a real nigga for you. Money make niggas hate.
Niggas want you to give it back.
I got more off of play
than I ever did with rap.
We ain't talking on the phone,
cause you get life if they tap.
I did time and ain't fold.
I got stripes on my back,
I keep it real still in the street.
Just like I did in the pen.
I ran it up,
I got broke,
then I did it again.
I got mine out the dirt,
I got mine being loyal.
Not everything A1.
Now that's a real nigga for you.
Yeah, Tales from the Bronx Side. Gun Room Motown. Yeah. RPK7. One more. Yeah. I say a prayer to my Ruger 9. Hollow out the lead, nigga, that'll chew your spine. I'm not a killer, but a threat is probably suicide. If you can make it in Detroit, it's destiny that you survive. Lucifer tries, he tried a few times. Times is trying, so I be trying different hybrids. Left gun rule, thought those streets was dying. Until Joy Road made me reach for iron. I don't waffle, it's authentic what I believe in writing. Statues of my niggas dead, they get struck by lightning. Sometimes the quiet ones are lying with the nine iron. Just like my will, I leave my rich thoughts for those conspiring. Talking to my brother years after he died, damn. The convo's still ill, he asked me hit the fire pit. Maya Lansky, Maya Lin in the hyena den. Your bitch you thought I got a queen plus my two gems. You me too then, my clips longer than Slim Jims. Every day it's a funeral down the dim brims. Hood bougie blowing top shelf off pop cans. Salute. I held him down when he was on the land. We met like monsters over Pantheon chops of lamb. Pussy dance in the lip swing. I was a wanted man, honey, grand instinct. $1 million plans of sundown, getting it. Grave thoughts, dope art, painting kilos. I never fold, Davis Catino. I was in Maine eating lobster, Catino Mobley. You cats don't get it, nigga, I'm holy. Jesus feet, heaven's parolee. I swear I saw Kevin in the nosebleeds.
Never understood why they call my dog Bronze and he a gold medalist, man. Welcome to the winner circle, baby. Sprouted from the blacktop, the concrete rose petalist. Me and Bronze, some Olympian gold medalist. Tightly tighten my belt before I beg for help. You know what they say, good dope sell itself. It's 227 Mafia, what else? If the work ain't taken, we be the took the stripes. Take love from who? He must don't love his life. Only thing a nigga ever took from me was advice. Blow so strong, can cut it twice. Got the fiend still hooking the cable up with a butter knife. Thug life, I'm still living, the streets build me. So even if I'm guilty, I plead innocent. Fans lit reading, it's where it's getting interesting. Sick, I can't be creature, Harry and the Hendersons. Little house on the prairie full of Indians. Import, export from Marion to Michigan. Skid it. What else?
Yo, that was Bronze Nazareth, Rock Marciano, Nosebleed. Before they heard 38 Special with Benny the Butcher, Gunner Knife. And it's funny because Jared's in the building and we was talking about how Benny's been killing it so far. And Benny's becoming my favorite Griselda member. I've been talking about Benny for a while, so big shout out to Benny the Butcher. Also, the Big Twins, man, for coming through, whatever. He got a bunch of new music out or whatever. And it's dope to see him and some of the younger cats or the newer guys, Flea Lord and those guys, get busy or whatever. So hip-hop is still strong. Everybody talking about hip-hop is dead. It's not listening to the right shit, man. So thank you, guys. Make sure you follow us at The New Classic Show on all the social media platforms, whatever. White Label Radio is the network. I'm your boy, Mellow One, DJ Ninfo. But let's get out of here, man. So peace.